This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Road infrastructure worth 25 billion rupees damaged due to recent rain-induced disasters. Transport Ministry says maximum efforts are being made to resume disrupted highways. Government to declare disaster hit local levels as crisis-ridden areas. The toll from recent disasters jumps to 239. 19 people still remain missing. And Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei says Iran and its allies will not back down from Israeli attacks. Now the news in detail. Recent natural disasters triggered by incessant rains have caused damages worth 25 billion rupees to road infrastructure. It is estimated that around 3 billion rupees will be required for the temporary restoration of damaged roads and bridges, while full reconstruction could cost around 25 billion rupees. At a meeting of the Infrastructure Development Committee of the Parliament today, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal reported on the losses incurred due to recent rain-induced disasters. Minister Dahal added that the disasters affected 34 highways and 805 locations with landslide debris cleared from 774 points so far. Traffic has resumed on 29 highways and ongoing measures aim to reopen transport services at 31 locations across 5 major highways. The Executive Committee of National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has recommended government to declare nearly 4 dozen local levels hit hard by recent rain-induced disasters as crisis-ridden areas. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority spokesperson Dr. Dizan Bhattarai informed that the recommendation was made at the meeting chaired by the Minister of Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak. He added that the declaration of crisis-ridden area would help in expediting relief distribution and reconstruction. Meanwhile, the Home Affairs Ministry has shared that the death toll from the recent rain-induced disasters had jumped to 239, while 19 others still remain missing. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Poghrel has instructed the Patan Academy of Health Sciences to provide services to citizens in an easier manner. During an inspection of the academy today, the health minister commended the academy for starting online services to patients, calling for making the services easily accessible to all citizens. More than 30 million rupees have been deposited to the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund on Friday itself. Chairperson and chief executive officers of various government and private financial institutions met Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at his office in Simadarbar today and handed over the cheques as their institutional support to the fund. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli thanked the contributors and expressed hope that the support received in the fund would contribute to the distribution of relief to the disaster survivors. A meeting of the Council of Ministers last Monday had decided to initially deposit 1 billion rupees in the fund from government side. Stakeholders have called on the government to maximize benefits from the 6th Asian Population Conference scheduled to take place in Kathmandu on coming 27th to 30th of November to address the country's rapid changing demographics and aging population. Professor Dr. Yogendra Bahadur Gurung, head of the Central Department of Population Studies of the Tribhuwan University, says the conference will bring together renowned demographers, researchers and experts from around the globe. He added that the conference could be an opportunity for Nepal to exchange knowledge and insights on population-related issues. It is said around 400 working papers on various 17 themes will be presented, and a Nepal special session will be conducted where discussions will focus on Nepal's demographics. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyahi nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The flooded Bhotekoshi River recently swept away Belly Bridge at Larsa and Sindhupalchok, cutting off road access to the Tatopani Point along the Nepal-China border. The bridge, located along the Kodari Highway, connected the Bhotekoshi Rural Municipality too with China. As a result, the broader village of Liping has also lost direct access to the federal capital. Currently, the Tatopani Point can only be accessed via ropeway. According to Kumar Shrestha, Chia Bhotekoshi Rural Municipality 2, the local government, with the help of the Road Division Office, has constructed temporary structures to facilitate the movement of people. He added that efforts to establish a makeshift bridge for vehicle movement are nearing completion, though the flow up the river remains high. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran's missile strikes on Israel were correct, logical and lawful. According to the BBC, the country's Supreme Leader described the attack as the minimum punishment for what he called Israel's astonishing crimes while leading Friday prayers in the capital, something he has not done since 2020. Leader Khamenei's speech came 3 days after Iran fired nearly 200 missiles at Israel and what it said was retaliation for the assassination of Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah. Al Jazeera cited Khamenei as saying Iran and its regional allies will not back down against Israel and called for unity among Muslim nations. On Tuesday, Israel launched a ground offensive in southern Lebanon, an expansion of the war, that had seen it repeatedly bomb Beirut and its southern areas. Big taxes will be imposed on imports of electric vehicles from China to the EU after the majority of member states backed the plans. The BBC says the move to introduce tariffs aimed to protect the European car industry from being undermined by what EU politicians believe are unfair Chinese state subsidies on its own cars. Tariffs on electric cars made in China are said to rise from 10% up to 45% for the next 5 years. But there have been concerns such a move could raise electric vehicle prices for buyers. The decision, which split EU member states such as France and Germany, risk sparking a trade war between Brussels and Beijing, which has condemned the tariffs as protectionist. China has been counting on high-tech products to help revive its flagging economy, and the EU is the largest overseas market for the country's electric car industry. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Road infrastructure worth 25 billion rupees damaged due to recent rain-induced disasters. Transport Ministry says maximum efforts are being made to resume disrupted highways. Government to declare disaster hit local labels as crisis-ridden areas. Death toll from recent disasters jumps to 239. 19 people still remain missing. And Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei says Iran and its allies will not back down from Israeli attacks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.